The Mishnah begins, Kol HaBasa. I know I'm falling a little behind you, but that's where I'm up to. Kol HaBasa. So the Mishnah has an Iser Halah, also Lahalos Im HaGvina Al HaShulchan. Chutz Mibasa Dagim V'Chagov. So obviously the Mishnah holds that there's an Iser Halah in Basar Of V'Chayim. And here we have Machlokis, Rav Yosef, and Abai. Rav Yosef understands the Mishnah must reflect the shita that basar of pechalav is d'oraisa. Because if it's not d'oraisa, then what are you afraid of? That he's going to put of and gvina on the table and he'll come to eat it together. So what? Of is only d'rabbanan. And then there's another gzera from of to behema. So that's a gzera. And Abai says, no. You don't have any proof for that because you have a Mishnah in Challah, but that Mishnah in Challah is irrelevant because here, in the case of Basar Of, even though Basar Of is Drabbanan, there's a possibility through Halah of violating an Isur Dorais. Then the Gemara asks, Maskif Lo Rav Sheshes, even in the worst case scenario, imagine that you'll eat both the Basar and the Gvina together, but still, they weren't cooked together. It's tzonein b'tzonein, and then the Gemara has the famous gzeirah shemiyala be'ilfus roseach. Rashi on the Mishnah says v'asur lahalos dilma asi lemichli lemichlinu ki hadadi. He may come to eat them together. Then Rashi says dekonagi ubali mehadadi. Here, Rashi seems to go off a little bit on a tangent, a little bit off on the side, and he speaks about the fact that there's an agia between the basar and the gvina. If you happen to have the Oz V'Hadu Gemaras, he points out that the Muki Yosef had a different girsa in Rashi, and there's a whole to-do about this. Instead of saying dekanagi, his girsa was v'od dekanagi, as if Rashi is presenting two different explanations to the Iser HaLoh. But either way, whether you read the Rashi the way we have it in our girsa or the way the Muki Yosef has it, it's a little bit strange that Rashi offers two different explanations for the Iser HaLoh. The rational mind would be much happier if somehow we could integrate those two explanations. One question that arises from this sugya is, what is the yesod haplugta between Rav Yosef and Abai? What are they arguing about? A second issue that has to be addressed is the question of Rav Sheshes. Because initially the Gemara says that there's a gzera shemiyala be'ilfis, and there's no discussion about ilfis b'kli rishon. So the Gemara immediately attacks this answer of Abai and says, but wait a minute, klisheni nemevashel. So what was the Gemara thinking about klisheni? Another issue that has to be addressed is, what is the maskanas ha-Gemara? When the Gemara finally concludes that Allah is a gzera shemiyala be'ilfis rishon, are we saying, therefore, that the reason for this gzera, the chash, is because of Bishul? And since Bishul is an Isur Doraisa, now from Basar Of, you'll come to Bishul in Basar Behema, because once you put Of together with Gvina on the table, and tomorrow you're going to put Behema together with Gvina on the table, and if they're both in an Ilfus B'Kli Rishon, you violated the Isur Bishul. We'll soon see that that's the approach of the Ritva to this Sugya. And it's not just the Ritva, it's the Meiri, and many, many of the poskim assume that this whole din of Halah is a gzeirah to Bishul. However, in the context of Rashi, we don't get that impression. And not only that, but if you take a look in the Rambam, when the Rambam codifies the halacha of Iser Halah, he doesn't mention a word about Bishul. The Rambam says, "Asur lahalos haof imagvina al shulchan shu ochalov, gzeira mishum hergil avera shemi yochal ze im ze." The Rambam speaks about gzeira mishum achila, and if you take a look in the Lechem Mishnah, the Rambam is interpreted by the case of Mishnah as saying that from halah of oaf, you'll come to eat the oaf with the gvina, and then after you get the first stage from halah to achila, then achiloso atu achilas behema. Then there's another possibility that from oaf he's going to make the confusion with behema. Now, on the one hand, we're a little bit excited about the approach of the Rambam, the way the Lechem Mishnah understands the Rambam, because then we can cut out the whole discussion about Bishul, and we don't have to say that this Gzeirah of Halah was Atu Bishul. But on the other hand, if we take the Lechem Mishnah Kipshuto, what we're left with is what we call Gzeirah. I mean, after all, Rav Yosef's whole opposition to Abaye, how can you interpret that our Mishnah maintains that Basar Oaf is Dirabbanan, it should be Gzeirah L'Gzeirah. You know, you're coming to say he might eat the Oaf. Okay, so what? So what if he eats the Oaf? Elo went from Oaf to Behema. So you're going from Halah to Oaf, to Achilas Oaf, and then from Achilas Oaf to Achilas Behema, you're left with Gzeirah L'Gzeirah. So that's a little bit, shall we say, unsettling about the approach of the Rambam. Now, if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, in a very rare kind of move, the Shulchan Aruch, although he passes like the Rambam, and that's a classic, but he changes the language of the Rambam one bit, and I think it's something that we should think about. He says, "Afilu basa chayv yof asal alos al shulchan shulchan of gvina." This is after, of course, the Shulchan Aruch has paskin already in Siman Pei Zayin that basar of is the Rabbana. And then he says, "Shalo yavo li achlam yachat." Like the Rambam, he's totally focused, exclusively focused on Achila. No breath of air here about Bishul. But on the other hand, whereas the Rambam uses the language Gzeira Mishum Hergel Avera, which the Shulchan Aruch completely leaves out, the Rambam goes on to say Shema Yochal Zeimze. Emphasize the word Shema. Because that word Shema is what makes the Rambam Shittah so unsettling. Because if Rav Yosef and our Gemara was bothered by Gzeira L'Gzeira, then Abai should have solved that problem of Gzeira L'Gzeira. And if the Rambam is saying Shema Yochal Zeimze, we're afraid that he's going to eat the oaf with the Gvina, that automatically generates the problem of Gzeira L'Gzeira. And as the Lechem Mishnah formulates it, if you're afraid from Allah he might come, Shema Yochal Zeimze, then we're going to say that maybe he'll eat Basa Behema, that's already a second Gzeira. But in the Shulchan Aruch's frame of reference, he leaves out the words Shema Yochal Zeimze. Instead, his language is Shelo Yavo Li Achlam. And I'm wondering if maybe the Shulchan Aruch was deliberate in changing the language of the Rambam in order to circumvent the problem of Gzeira L'Gzeira. And let me explain how we, you know, after Daniel asked this question, just to explain how we might circumvent the problem of Gzeira L'Gzeira.
Isn't Pesach trying to mar that he's saying that we are Gozer, Gzeira L'Gzeira? And he's saying, Mana Timra is the law of Gzeira L'Gzeira. Right? That's your response to...
No. When he says, let's get the language more. Omli Abaye, right? Okay. So wait, the two steps in the Gemara. The Minah Timra is not Abaye. What the Gemara wants to know is that why do you assume, Rav Yosef, that Halah is Gzeira L'Gzeira? Let's explain. The Gemara knows very well, as Tosfos points out, Dibra Maslam Minot Temra, Bekama Makomo, says Tosfos, Omar, he gufa gzeira v'anan nekum v'nigzo gzeira l'gzeira. Why is the Gemara pressing Rav Yosef to come forward with some source for the fact that lo gazrin gzeira l'gzeira? Wherever you look in Shas, you'll see ain gazrin gzeira l'gzeira. So Tosfos answers that here we need a raya l'inyan ha'allah. Okay, now what does Tosfos mean that we need a raya l'inyan ha'allah? So we can explain this by reading Rashi carefully. Rashi says, "B'divra maschil avol hocha," which is towards the end of our sugi. But again, even though we're dealing with the beginning of the sugi, we could borrow one concept from Rashi from the end of the sugi, and that is Rashi says that with regard to halah, halah itself is hainu achila. So if you have, if Okay, so if you don't have the Gemara in front of you, just listen to the four words. These are the key four words in Rashi. Rashi says that kimasik luhu, when he puts them together on the table, hainu achila. Hainu achila. Clearly what Rashi is trying to do is, he's trying to obviate the problem of gzera l'gzera. And therefore, when we go back to Tosfos, who says that the original objection to Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef's being pinned down to find a source for gzera l'gzera, is only with regard to Allah, Tosfos says that although, as a general rule, Ein goes from gzera l'gzera, umetum, that will find wherever he turned, but nevertheless, we're not sure, we're not convinced that Allah is a gzera l'gzera. And that explains why Rav Yosef stretches his arm out to the Mishnah of Challah. Because what's the subject of the Mishnah of Challah? Challah. And Rav Yosef is asking, why did they allow a Kohen and Yisrael to eat together on the same table? The Kohen is eating Challah Chutz La'aretz and Yisrael is eating Chulin. The answer must be that there is no Gzeir of Challah. And why is there no Gzeir of Challah? Because in the worst case scenario, the Yisrael is going to be guilty of eating Challah Chutz La'aretz, which itself is only Eider Abban. It's only Gzeir Atu Challah Seretz Yisrael. So it's Gzeir L'Gzeir. But you see clearly, and this is not just Tosfos, it's basically unanimous in the Rishonim as far as I know, that this whole sugya is focused on the nature of halah. No one ever questions the premise of lo gazrin and gzera l'gzera. And that's why I say that the way the Rambam formulates this, Shema Yochal Zemzen, the Lech Mishnah adds, once he's going to eat basar of b'gvina, he'll come tomorrow to eat basar behema with gvina. That's a classical case of gzera l'gzera. But I would suggest that in the context of Rashi, we might reinterpret the Shulchan Aruch. As I said, the Shulchan Aruch is making his amendation, so to speak, on the Rambam by changing the language and saying Shelo Yavo Liacham. Shelo Yavo Liacham is a positive statement, not maybe, ulai, tomorrow, Shema Pen. You know, he'll come to eat. He'll come to eat. He'll come to eat the basar oaf with the gvina and then the whole thing down the line. But maybe we could push into the Shulchan Aruch Rashi Shita that halah equals achila. The chimasik lu ha'adadi achila ninhu, Rashi says, correct? Right? Masik lu ha'ainu achila. Let's get the language of Rashi. Ha'ainu achila.
How can, just because I call it by a different name doesn't change the fact that halah is still a gzera l'gzera.
Yeah, okay, so that's going to be...
It's not
right,
a chila, though.
Right, that's going to be the subject of my shiur today. Mirtz Hashem b'li net, okay? So now, what I want to say is the following. If you take a look at the Prima Gadim, right here at the beginning of Siman Peches, he is very sensitive to what it says here in the Taz. The Taz writes, if you take the Taz Kipshuto, again the language is a bit megumgum, but the Taz says, the AFLP, even though, Dichsher Ochlam Yachad, in the worst case scenario, let him eat the Basar Chaya, or Basar Of Begvina together, Leka Isu Doraisa. And not only that, the Taz goes a step further. For that matter, even if he were to eat Basar Behema together with Gvina, in one mouthful, that too is not a violation of an Issa Doraisa, and that was the whole Maskifla Rav Sheshes. So the Taz answers, Nimtza Dahavi Gzera L'Gzera. And then he writes, Ubigemara Amrina Debechai Gavna Gazrinin Gzera L'Gzera. So the Taz is definitely committed to the position, that's the only one thing I see clearly in this Taz, that Allah constitutes Gzera L'Gzera. Which means that the Taz understood the fundamental machlokes between Rav Yosef and Abai is about this issue of Gazrin and Gzera L'Gzera. Again, Rav Yosef, be very careful. Not that Abai rejected the principle of lo Gazrin and Gzera L'Gzera, but as far as Basar B'Cholav is concerned, we do have a Gzera L'Gzera. Which means that Basar B'Cholav is more chomer than any other of the Macholos Asuras. And everybody here knows why. What's unique about Basar B'Cholav? Right, that's why you have chatichanas nevel going to Rav Feinah only in what? Only in basa mecholov. And Tosfos at the beginning of Pesachim vacillates back and forth about the principle of lo bedili minei, because since each one is heter, lo bedili minei. So it's very logical that perhaps the Rabbanon would get very stiff and very stringent with regard to basa mecholov, and that's why there is a gzera l'gzera. In fact, the Prima Gadim says, Adarabba, Rashi is not going to buy into this. And that's why he's not happy with the Taz. The Rashi appears to be Shumhachi Labai Gazrin and Allah. Why did Rashi go out of his way to tell us that according to Abaye, the Gzera is from one Allah to the other Allah, from Allah's Oaf to Allah's Behema? The answer is the Havi Chad Gzera. Why? The Allah also Hainu Achila. So again, Adam, we're going to say a whole different shot here than the Prima Gadim today, but just for the record, the Prima Gadim says Vade Achila, which really means in effect that if I invite you to a table, again, this is Balabatish, but I'm saying, if I invite you to a table and you're eating from the table, and what's on the table? Whatever it is that's on the table, I'm expecting you to eat it. It's not there for aesthetic reasons. It's not like a vase of flowers. You know, sometimes you want to beautify the table. But here, if I put gvina and basa on the table, I'm inviting you to eat it together. And therefore, halah is vade achila. Therefore, if halah is vade achila, from halah as of, which is a vade achila, to halah as behema, which becomes a vade achila, it's one gzera. That's how the Prima Gadim understood Rashi. And therefore, according to Rashi, Abai never questioned the principle of lo gazrin and gzera gzera, even with regard to halah. According to Abai, there's no gazrin and gzera gzera. This is one gzera, and that's true for halah. Fine. Oh. Now he says, but wait a second. Don't we have a problem here as the Taz raises the issue, because even in the worst case scenario, he eats it together, but there was no bishul? And now the Prima Gadim is quick to quote the end of the sugya, that what? That we're talking about halah be'ilfis roseach, and therefore it's going to be an iser de'oraisa of basa mecholov. Again, we're going to have a lot to talk about with regard to ilfis, but before we get to that, I just want to point out, Daniel, as you said before, if you look at the Gemara carefully, when Abaye counters against Rav Yosef, his point is that Rav Yosef, you made a big mistake, because there's no chalas Eretz Yisrael around in Chutz Laretz. You can't find a morsel of chalas Eretz Yisrael and Chutzos. In fact, the Mepharshim say there's an Iser, you're not allowed to take Chalas Eretz Yisrael out of the land of Israel. Says Abaye Aval Hocha, but here there's plenty of Basar Behema around. And the emphasis of Abaye is Isharisle Lasuke Ofu Gvina Asa Lasuke Basu Gvina Umechel Basa Bechalav Do Raisa. It's absolutely crystal clear. That's the way the Prima Gadim reads the Gemara, that Abaye is addressing the issue of Gzera L'Gzera, and he's telling you that in the case where there's no Doraisa feasible, where's the Doraisa here? You're putting Chalas Chutz Laretz on the table in Richmond, Virginia, and there's no Chalas Etzol anywhere to be found. Mashen Kein, here there's plenty of Oaf Behema all over the world. And the emphasis here is on the word Doraisa. Meaning, if I can set up a halah in which the halah will lead to achila, and that would lead to some sort of violation of an Issa Doraisa, says Abaye, halah has to be prohibited. Once again, I want to say that one more time, that's a mouthful. If there's a halah that will lead to achila, and that would possibly lead me to a violation of an Issa Doraisa, says Abaye, we've circumvented the problem of Gzera L'Gzera, Kula Chad L'Gzera. The Rambam, on the other hand, says Shema Yochal Zem Zeh, and the Rambam is back to square one, it becomes a Gzera L'Gzera. It's only in the framework of Rashi, which the Prima Gadim emphasizes here, that Halah is Achila, correct? The language is that Halah is not atu achila, but rather halah hainu achila, right? Is that the language? Hainu achila. So hainu achila. With that hainu achila, we've circumvented the problem of gzera l'gzera. Now, if you have the Friedman Shulchan Aruch with the Otzam Mefarshim, and in the classical Shulchan Aruch he has some of the Mefarshim, but he only has a shortened version of the Yad Avram. Here we have the whole presentation of the Yad Avram from beginning to end. And basically, the Yad Avram wants to suggest, Kshebo Ligzar al Achila, Rosh im lo yigzru al hala lo tehe kium ligzera da achila vakol havi chadigzir. The Yad Avram says the following, that the reason why Rashi could pull off this magical trick and say that achila hala hainu achila, and therefore it's chadigzera the way the Prima Gunnam explains it, and that would solve the problem of Rav Yosef here in this sugya, that even though Ofer is the Rabban, it still doesn't constitute Gzeira L'Gzeira, is because there's such a concept, which is a brand new breakthrough here, the Yad Avram, called Kiyum HaGzeira. Now, Rabosai, I don't want to spend too much time on this point of Kiyum HaGzeira, although it deserves a full hour's discussion. But what I would say is the following. And this is just food for thought, but again, I have a lot of things to discuss with you. Kiyum HaGzeira means the following. When you have an overlap of two gzeros that happen to coincide, that's called a gzera l'gzera. However, when the second gzera was instituted as a kiyum of the first gzera, in other words, to strengthen the first gzera and see to it that the first gzera would be accepted. And if anyone here knows a little about constitutional law, if I could give a mashal, it's called federalism. There's something called a system of checks and balances. When it comes to Gzeiras Chachamim, there's something called a system of checks and balances. And believe me, when we get to the sugis at the end of Avodah Zarah, about all the Gzeiras Chachamim of Pasakum, Gvinas Akum, and Yayin Akum, Stam Yehom, and Bishul Akum, we'll talk a lot about the system of checks and balances. Because not all the gzeros that the Chachamim instituted were actually accepted. For example, it was way back at the time of the Gemara, a gzera of Shemen Akum. We don't have Shemen Akum. The reason for that is a gzera she'ein atzir yichol lamad ba. It was basically rejected by the tzibur. That's called checks and balances. In other words, the tzibur has a veto vote with regard... right, with regard to gzeros. And if you flip that around, what Chachamim have to do is they have to make sure that the gzera has a kiyum to it. So the way that the Yad Avram understands this concept of kula chad gzerahi is that kula chad gzerahi, in the case of halo and achila, becomes one gzera, is because the gzera of achila could not withstand the time, the struts and frets of all the time without being strengthened by gzeras halo. Fine. That's the Yad Avram. Now, I want to ask you the following question. What is the nature of the gzeras halo, the Yisra halo? Is it atu bishul or is it atu achim? So let's go slowly. The Ritva says, here on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, Chashashu le'isur ha'ala mishum isur bishul basar b'chalav. So the Ritva is starting with the end of the Gemara and he is embracing the Maskonas Sasugi. Shemayala be'ilfas b'kli rishon means bishul. Bishul is an isur d'oraisa. Not only that, the Torah doesn't say anything other than bishul. And furthermore, if a person is mevashel basar b'chalav, he gets malchus d'oraisa. If there's a possibility through halah that a person would incur a chiyuv malchus d'oraisa, then we have to be very nervous about that. It's no different than any other lav d'oraisa. So we need our chaka or to a lav d'oraisa. And therefore, when the Gemara says gzeira shemayala be'ilfus b'kli rishon, he means that he's going to pop the Gvina and the Oaf into a Kli Rishon, an Ilfas B'Kli Rishon, which is Bishul Dorais. Now, Rabosa, I know what you're thinking. I can read your brains. Is a Kli Rishon Mevashul Dorais? Okay, so B'li Neder, we'll get back to that in a few minutes. The Yerushalmi and Meister says that Bishul B'Kli Rishon is not Bishul Dorais. as far as Shabbos is concerned, or as far as Vosim Cholov, unless it's a Kli Rishon Shal Gabi Ha'esh. Clearly, he would be blowing up his table with a big fire if it's Al Gabi Ha'esh. So it's not Al Gabi Ha'esh, and therefore Kli Rishon Shehusar Me'al Gabi Ha'esh, the Yerushalmi says, is not Bishul, not in Vosim Cholov, and not in Shabbos. So the question is how to square that Yerushalmi with the Ritva and Bli Neder. We'll come back to that. That's the punchline of my today's Shia, if I succeed. But there's a sefer called the Lev Arye. It's a contemporary, relatively. And the Lev Arye has a real problem with this Ritva. Because the Lev Arye asks himself the following question. How do you get Gvina and Basar together in one ilfis? He says the following. On the fire, I mean, again, we're not dealing with Rishoyim or Amaratzim Gmurim. I mean, obviously, he's got one kli for Basar and another kli for Gvina. And he's got a Milcha Kapat and a Fleisha Kapat. He's not cooking meat and milk in the same pot, Ribono Shalom. Otherwise, you don't need a chashash and a gzeirah to bishul. You have bishul doraisa. So, imagine he brings these two pots out to the table. And now what happens? According to the Ritva, he pours the contents of one pot into the other? It doesn't make any sense. And I'll read to you the language of the Lev Arye. He says the following. He says, Das Rashi, da gzera hi mishum achila, velo mishum bishul. The leka chashash bishul came in the derech lahalos habosav agvira b'shnei kelim nifrodim. The boss and the gvina being cooked in two separate pots. What's Shaykh's bishul here? So I told you that the Ritva is not a das yochit. In addition to the Ritva, we have the Me'iri. The Me'iri likewise understands that the last line of the Gemara reveals to us that the nature and the reason for the chashash and the gzera derabbanan of Yisrael Allah is because of bishul. But the Miri adds a few words here, which I thought might calm us down, and the Lev Arye might have to take a back seat over here. Says the Miri, Chosheshu sheyalu ilfis shel basar veilfis shel gvina. He's already being moded to the Lev Arye, who comes 7 centuries later. But then he adds the following words, V'yatbil zebazeh. And the way I read this is that he may come to inadvertently dip one into the other. Notice he's got two pots on the table. He's eating from the table. He's being invited to eat from this table. And if there's a possibility of bishul here, because, again, and that's what we have to address later on, but an ilfus b'kli rishon is mevashel doraisa, then he will violate the iser bishul doraisa, albeit b'shogeg, by taking one of these two and being matbil. He does it again. This is not Leila Pesach, you know. This is I think the Meiri is like copying the Mishnah at the end of Pesachim here about tibul rishon and tibul sheni. But he's afraid of tibul. The yavar al iser bishul. Okay, a spoon is a little bit more complicated because we get into the issue of kli sheni. So let's hang on with kli sheni. Okay, so he's got two pots here, and if he takes one thing from one pot and put it in the other, that would constitute bishul doraisa, again, notwithstanding the Yerushalmi, even though he does it inadvertently, but nevertheless he's violating the Isur bishul. So we have two Rishonim now, Rabosa. We have the Ritva and the Me'iri. They both maintain that the Gzeira of Allah is Atu, Kli, Rishon, Ilfis, literally with Basar and Cholav, Yachad, the Kli Rishon, and it's Bishul Doraisa. If you take a look at the Bar Tanura on our Mishnah, he says word for word like the Ritva and the Me'iri. So it's not just, you know, some far-flung thing. The Lev Arye, on the other hand, says, what are you telling me? There's a Gzeira to Bishul? That's not Rashi. Rashi says that Allah Hainu Achila. And therefore, says the Lev Arye, I have no idea, I have no doubt, he says that Rashi would reject this school of thinking that this Gzeira Atu Bishul. And as we pointed out, Rabosi, at the start of the class, the Ram of the Shulchan Aruch never whisper a word about Bishul. They only talk about a Gzeira Salah Atu Achila. The Iser here that we're worried about, that the Chacham are nervous about, is Achila, not Bishul. And truth be told, the Leif Ari has a very convincing argument over here, because since they're brought out to the table in two kelim, really, seriously, honestly, what are the chances that you're going to be mevashal them together, notwithstanding the Meiri's answer of Tibul Rishon and Tibul Sheni? But more than that, the Leif Ari has a fascinating diuk in the Lashon HaShas. If you take a look, after Abaye completely rejects Rav Yosef's proof from Chalas Chutz Loretz, and therefore he suggests another interpretation of Halah as Gzeira Otu Achilas Of, even though Achilas Of Bebasa Becholav is only Durabanan, he says the following. Abai says, Ish Sharisle Lasuki Ofu Gvina, Osi Lasuki Basu Gvina, Umechil Basar Cholov, Becholov Doraisa. Why did Abaye feel compelled to add those three words, Umechil Basar Becholov? Leave that out. You're talking about Bishul. And not only that, when the Gemara comes to its final conclusion of Shema Yala Be'ilfes Kli Rishon, are we then to say that the Gemara completely reverses every premise that it was working with? We were always working with the premise that halah is ato as asur atu achila. Is that exera or is it kula chada milson? That's a machlokes Abaye and Rav Yosef. But everybody agrees that it's only achila. The Gemara never indicates that it makes an about face, and that we now have to reinterpret the whole nature of the iser gzeras halah. So we have two points in favor of the Leif Ari. But Rabosai, I think that in addition to these two points that support the Leif Ari's approach, number one, that textually we don't find that the Gemara made an about face, and we find that Rashi only emphasizes the Achila, and the Halah is Achila. We find that the Rambam and later on the Shulchan Aruch mentioned nothing about Bishul. And we also find technically that it's very hard to conjure up in our minds an image of Shema Yadbilu Zebazeh. But I want to go a step further. I want to support the Leif Ari's approach based on Lumdus. And that is the following. The Rambam, in Perek Tes, Mihilkas Macholas Asurus Halacha Dalit, says the following: V'chein Basar Chayav Yof Bein Becholov, etc., etc. Eino Asur BaAchila Minat Torah. Okay, now what do you learn from that? If he says Eino Asur Achila Minat Torah, obviously then it's Asur Midrabanan, correct? Good. But then he writes Mutar Levashlo Umutar Bahano. The Rambam writes that the Iser Drabanan of Basar Of is limited to Bishul, to Achila, to the exclusion of Bishul and Hanah. Okay? Now, the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Pei Zayin reiterates the Rambam, and he says, in, I believe it's Sif Gimel, maybe it's Sif Dalid, Ubasachai Va'of, Afil Ha'muta B'Bishul Banah. Okay, that's Sif Gimel. Now, the question is why? Usually, we have a rule of kol d'tikun rabbanan d'oraisa tikun. If the Torah prohibits basa b'cholav, in the case of behema, in three different ways, why didn't the Chacham mirror image that? Why did they limit this Iser to achila, to the exclusion of Bishul and Hanah? Again, Rabbo said there may be other issues in Bishul I know that have to do with Marasayan, but not, we're not talking about Marasayan now. We're talking about Ikra Din. So the general approach to this issue as to why the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah, the Shach, they all agree that the Gzeres Chachomim of Of was limited to Achila, to the exclusion of Bishul, is because Achila is Matzli. You know, we have a principle called Milsa Shchicha, Shchicha Gazu Be'Rabbanan. This is Shchiyah. Bishul and Ana is not so matzui. Like, I don't know, in our times it would be difficult to, you know, if you... I don't want to say because Rabbi Yitzchak Maditch will give me over the head here, but there are places in the world where you can get... you can get Hanah from Vasa Mechal just by walking down the streets. And Bishul is quite common. Other Mefarshim say that Achila is Mishum Taiva. You know, a person has a Taiva to eat, he doesn't have a Taiva to be Mavashal or to be Nene, and therefore they only made the Gzerah for Achila. However, the Kesef Mishnah has a fascinating approach to the Rambam. This is the Kesef Mishnah, the beginning of Tumas Mes. Says the Kesef Mishnah that there's a fundamental difference between the Iser Bishul in Basar Mecholav and the Iser Achil. He says, whereas the Iser Achil is an Iser Machmas Atzmo, however, the Iser Bishul is Mishum Shah Bishul Mevi Lide Achil. The Iker Iser is Bishul. I'm sorry. The Ikra Iser is Achila. But the Torah prohibited Bishul because Bishul will lead to Achila. Yeah, I'm reminded by sheer association of the famous Brisa and Avos Rav Nosson, Ezi Gzera Shagazra Tolid Vareha. And the Brisa gives a couple of examples by Rabbi Yemotzi Chametz and the Iser Yichud in the case of an Eish Hashish and so forth and so on. So there is such a thing that when the Chachamim, we say Chacham Asu Siaglu Devrayim, that's because we are following in the footsteps of the Torah. The Torah itself makes a siyag. And that's what the Kesef Mishnah says about Bishul. If that be the case, if the Torah itself was making a siyag, then when the Chachamim instituted an Iser Bishul, an Iser Oaf, they didn't have to go a step further and prohibit Oaf even for Bishul. I mean, even Bishul itself is a step removed from the Ikra Iser. And here I want to mention to you the Chasdei Dovid. The Chasdei Dovid Omnam is not talking about Bishul, he's talking about Hanah. But I think he made the breakthrough, the conceptual breakthrough that we saw in the Kesef Mishnah as well, fundamentally. He's talking about Hanah. And he says the following. He says, why is it that there's no Malkus for Hanah? If a person, the Rambam says, a person is Nene from Basar Mecholav, he doesn't get Malkus. Only for Bishul and Achil. But I'm saying the Rambam sheet is crystal clear. The Rambam says you don't get Hanah. You don't get Malkus Hanah. So the Chasdei Dovid, you're familiar with the Chasdei Dovid, is the super commentary on the Tosefta, but he wrote so many different svarim. Rav Dovid Tapardo. I tried to get a copy of the Chasdei Dovid, but I failed. But I have a lot of his other svarim that I'm very proud of. In any event, Rav Dovid Tapardo. He was the Rosh Shiva of the yeshiva in Italy 4 centuries ago. The name of the yeshiva was Torah Umada. So get that. They stole it 4 centuries later in Washington Heights. Okay, forget about that. Says the Chasdei Dovid that Hanah is a Kila Isra. Kila, Miloshin Kal. Why? Because Afilu Bebasa Becholov, Lo Laki. You don't get Malkus for the violation of the Isra Hanah. And basically, I think what he's saying is, which is very similar to the famous Nekuda Niflah, the Rambam increases, that the Torah really asked Hanah. Achil is the prime method of Hanah. All the other methodologies of Hanah are really tafel. They are secondary. So he also is going with the approach that there is such a thing as breaking apart Basar Mecholav with its three component parts into Iker and tafel. Again, albeit he's only talking about Hanah. The Kesef Mishnah, I think, went a step further, and he said that even Bishul is a secondary kind of an Iser. He called it Eino Oser Machmas Atzmo. Again, I, if we had time, but not for now, we'd have to take this whole concept under advisement, because, for example, in Bishul Korban Pesach, that I would not say that Bishul Korban Pesach is an Iser. It's not an Iser Machmas Atzmo. Okay, fine. Anyway. Be that as it may, perhaps we would say the following, that halah would not be an appropriate gzeres chachamim atu bishul, according to Levari. And the reason for that is because we don't find any gzera of the chachamim atu bishul. In the case of Basar Ov, the Rambam says that Basar Ov, becholov, is mutter bishul. He goes out of his way to be matir. And whichever explanation you want to come up with, it makes sense to say that Bishul in some sense is inferior, secondary, takes a back seat compared to Achiv. And therefore it makes sense that the Isra Halah is Otu Achiv. But here at Bosai, we have to admit that we have a serious, serious problem. Because if we've solved the, let's assume we've solved the problem of Gzeira L'Gzeira, because Halah Hainu Achila, Rashi says, we've solved the problem of the Rabbanan being nervous about Achila and not Bishul, because Bishul is a secondary Isur. That's fine. But we have a major problem. And I'm not saying anything that you don't know, but just the question is how to solve this problem. According to Lev Aryeh, where is the Doraisa here? The Gemara says explicitly that the Gzera of Halah is because you'll come to violate an Issa Doraisa. And the Gemara is only able to justify that within the context of Shema Yalom Be'ilfis Be'Kli Rishon. Says the Ritva, says the Meiri, and all the others that follow in his footsteps, here we have Bishul. But if the Lev Ari is saying that Bishul is not Shayef because they bring out the Cholov and the Basar in two different Kalim, and he's not interested in buying into this Tivul Rishon of the Meiri, then you're telling me that we are oblivious to the Gemara of Bishul, but that itself I could possibly live with. What I can live with is, if there's a Gzera Otu Achila, where's the Achila Doraisa without Bishul?
Isn't Ilfus Roseach coming to answer how the Achila would be Doraisa? I mean, the question of the Gemara was that only Derek Bishul is Osir, and Ilfus Roseach was just telling us that the Achila is going to be a Doraisa Achila.
And that's what all the Achronim point out, that if you read the second Rashi, Gzera Shemayala, Rashi says the Havile Bishul. And all the Mepharshim want to say that the Havilei Bishul Rashi means that the Gzera is Atu Bishul, and Rashi belongs to the camp of the Ritva and the Meiri and the Rav in the Mishnayis, and Rashi holds the Gzera of Halah is Atu Bishul. Otherwise, why does Rashi answer Havilei Bishul? But the answer is, as Adam says so well, Rashi had to say Havilei Bishul because otherwise the Gzera to Achilu would not make sense. Because we need a Gzera Otu Doraisa, and the Achil itself could never be a violation of Doraisa unless there was a previous Bishul.
And that,
what do you say? No, but I'm saying, if you'll justify that the Rabbanan didn't want to make a Gzera Otu Bishul, because Bishul is a secondary Isur, just like in the case of Oaf, we never found that there's an Isur Bishul in Oaf, according to the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch, etc., etc. So too, you might want to say that this is not a Gzera Otu Bishul, and the Gemara did not make a reversal, and instead of Achila Bishul. But it goes even deeper than that, Mati. Because if you could introduce a Gzera to Bishul, you may actually come back to square one, and it's a Gzera L'Gzera. Because what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me that this Halas Oaf. And once he's starting with Halas Oaf, he ends up with Halas Behema. So what? The answer is Halas Behema might lead to Bishul. Because Shema Yatvil Zeh B'toch Zeh. I mean, that would be a classical Gzera L'Gzera. Therefore, Rashi wants to assume that somehow Kula Chad Gzera, it's all built in to the equation between Halah and Achila. But the question that we have to ask is, therefore, what do you mean Achila? Achila is not a Doraisa. So basically, Rabosai, I think that this sugya splits into two parts. There's Roman numeral number one and Roman numeral number two. The Gemara is addressing two different questions. Up until, but not including, Maskiflor of Rav Sheshes, the Gemara is addressing the issue of Gzera L'Gzera. How could Abaye maintain that Oaf is Durabana, and at the same time say that Halah was prohibited in Oaf? That's Gzera L'Gzera. And Abaye answers that question by telling us that Achila is a direct result of Halah, or in the various different nuances of ways we formulated that, and therefore it's only one Gzera. So from Halas Achila, Halas slash Achila of Oaf, you come to Halas slash Achila of Basar. But now the question is, and there's where Rav Sheshes comes in, you just told me, Abaye, that whatever the Gzera of Halas is, it has to somehow lead to a violation of Doraisa. Where's the violation of Doraisa? That's Rav Sheshis is. So when Rashi adds the last two words of Rashi, Avilei Bishol, okay, technically it's three words, Avilei Bishol, Rashi is answering Rav Sheshis's problem. He's not telling you what is the nature of this gzera. The nature of the gzera is achila. But he's answering a question about the Tanai. We cannot make such a gzera unless it's a doraisa. Where would the violation of the Raisa come in? So the Tanai has to be, it's got to come through Bishol. So Rashi is saying, Rosech B'Kli Rishon is Bishol, is Memela. Now the Rabbanan are going to make a Gzeir of Halah, which means Achila, and he'll violate a Doraisa because the Achila was an Achila B'Derech Bishol. Good?
Good.
So everything that I just said now you'll find in a different form in the Teferis Yaakov, one of the most important Svarim Achul. Did you sneeze?
No.
You know what his last name was? You don't know?
Gezuntai.
Yeah, his last name was Gezuntai. Now, Rabosai, listen carefully. If this be the case, if from Maskifle Rav Sheshis until the next Mishnah, the Gemara is addressing the question, how do you fulfill the Tanai of Bishol over here? If you took the food off the fire, otherwise, the whole table is going to go up in smoke. Once you take the food off the fire, you pour it into another kli, that's called a kli sheni. And a kli sheni, ain't a mevasher, you have never fulfilled your commitment to the condition of bishul. Where's the derech bishul osra tov? So here, at this point, we have a famous kasha. From the Shach. The Shach is of the opinion, and he's not alone, the Yamshel Shlomo, even before the Shach, says the same thing, that Kli Sheni in a Dover Gush is Mevasha. Which means that if we take Rotev, which is liquid, and we pour it into a Kli Sheni, then we have a principle called Dofnei HaKli Mitzananos, and therefore it's not Mevasha. Similar to Eloy Govar and Svaras like that. Now the question is, if I hold that a Dover Gush, because it has no Rotev, is Mevashal even in a Kli Sheni, that means the Kli Sheni, even though it was never on the fire, and the Dofnei HaKli are cold, the principle of Dofnos HaKli Mitzanos doesn't apply to a Dover Gush. And here we're talking about a piece of meat, we're talking about a piece of cheese, it's a Dover Gush. Why is the Gemara so upset here by saying the Kli Sheni ain't a Mevashel? And Fakeret, all those who argue with the Shach and the Yamshel Shlomo prove it from this Gemara, that Kli Sheni is not Mevashel, even in a Dover Gush. So I've both said there are two approaches to this question. One approach, which is very common in the Achron, in the Pre-Begodim, in Siman Tzadi Dal, the Minchas Yaakov, that's Rav Yaakov Reischer, in Siman Tzadi Dal. They say the following. Beautiful lumpus. That Kli Sheni in a Dover Gush is Mevashal in Shari Suri, in all Yisuri Torah, the Tolim, Plato, and Blia. But in Basa B'cholav, where the Torah said, Derech Bishol Asra Torah, Kli Sheni in a Dover Gush is not a Derech Bishol. That's one approach. Very beautiful. The Yad Avram, on the other hand, in that same Siman Tzadi Dal, it says the following. That we're talking about a case where he took something off the fire. It was cooking in the fire. If it was cooking in the fire, then it's Rotev. And if there's Mairi B'Rotev, then this is not a Dover Gush, about which the Shach and the Yamshel Shlomo hold that Dover Gush is Mevashal even in Kli Sheni, because again, with regard to the Rotev, we have a principle of Dofnei HaKli Mitzananos. No. According to the Yad Avram, it comes out like this, that Lu Yitzuyu, you would take something off the fire, and there's no Rotev there, it would be a Dover Gush without Rotev, you would be Chayev for bishul, if you connected, if you combine the gvina with the basar. Why? Because the basar is chatichas basar of gush. And even though you've taken it off the fire, placed it into a kli sheni, here kli sheni is mevashal according to that shita in a dover gush. Nor vas, the Gemara is not talking about that case, and therefore the Gemara is not willing to justify the gzeir of Allah because of a klisheni situation through Dover Gush, because we're talking about Bishul, and Bishul is always with Rote. But theoretically, again, I'm not going to institute a gzeir of Allah to that, but if we would have had a Dover Gush without Rote, then there would be Bishul, even in a klisheni according to this sheet. Why? Because in a case of a Dover Gush without Rotev, there's no Dofnei Akli Mitzadvos. Oh. So what is the Gemara's final maskana? The Gemara's final maskana is that we're talking about Ilfis B'Kli Rishon. And if it's Ilfis B'Kli Rishon, then there's no Dofnei HaKli Mitzadvos, right? Because he didn't pour the contents of the pot into another pot, but rather he took it off the pot, off the fire, and he cooks it with a bishul d'oraisa in an ilfis b'kli rishon. But also, I want to ask the following question: how are we doing on the clock? I still have 10 minutes. Okay, let's see what I can fit in these 10 minutes. The Aravram assumes that according to one school of thought in the poskim, if there was no Rotev, then there would be Bishul in a cliche. And if you had a common mitzias of that sort, there would be a justification for the Xeris Allah because of Dover Gush in a cliche. I don't get it. It makes no sense to me. How can you talk about Bishul Basa B'Cholav in a cliché? The Torah says Derech Bishul Asrit Torah. Now it's true that I grant you that if there's no Dofnei Akli Mitzananos in a case of Dover Gush, according to those Shittas, that there's Blia, and there might be Plata of Isur, and so forth and so on. But L'chora, that would be what we call Tzli. There's no liquid medium, and therefore would not be bishul. The Torah says, "Lo sevashel gediba chalevima." The Ran, for example, says at the end of Avodah Zarah that in tzli there's no chaticha nasas nevelo, because tzli is not bishul, and we only say chanan in the case of bishul. And many Rishonim agree with the Ran that tzli does not constitute a bishul d'oraisa. So what's going on over here? Furthermore, if you go back to the Rashi on the Mishnah, and whether you have the Nebuki Yosef's Girsa or our Girsa, he says, Dekonagi Ubali Mehadot. And my response to that is, so what? Who cares if Konagi Ubali Mehadot? But the Torah prohibited Bishul Basar B'Cholav. And Achila is a result of the Bishul of Basar B'Cholav. So you're right, there might be some sort of a Blia here, but that's not a Doraisa, that's at worst case a Darabana. And if the Yisoda Yisodas of our sugya, the Gzera Halah, is Atu Adoraisa, where's the Doraisa here? So again, Rabosa, we're asking really two questions. But it's Shtayim Shein Achas. We're saying over here that the whole sheet of Rashi, that the Gzera of Halah is Atu Achilu, would only make sense if I fulfill the condition, as Rav Sheshes points out, of Derech Bishul Asrit Torah. And we're answering that the Derech Bishul could be in a klisheni according to this school of thought, if there was no rota, because there is bishul of a klisheni in a klisheni of a dover gush, and that seems to be Rashi in the Mishnah, and all of the Mefarshim say that that's why the Mishnah in the second part of the Mishnah mentions gvina, in the first part of the Mishnah it says cholav, because in the case of gvina there's nagi ubali hadadi, but Rabosai, that's not derech bishul asr Torah. And the second question is, how bichlal can you suggest that we should make an analogy between basa b'cholav and shari surim as far as klisheni is concerned in Dover Gush? The whole analogy makes no sense. What were they thinking? I mean, we're dealing with derech bishul asrit Torah. Is this derech bishul? But the truth be told, Rabosai, forget about klisheni. I don't understand the maskana, Sagamara, that we're talking about Kli Rishon. The Yushalmi is of the opinion in Masechet Maaseres that Beili in Shabbos, Beili in Basar B'Cholov, a Kli Rishon is not Bishul. Not for the violation of Bishul on Shabbos as a Malach. Not for the violation of the Lav of Lo Savashel Gdiba Chaliv Imo. And why is that? Because this Kli Rishon, although it was on the fire, is no longer on the fire. And that's not called Bishul. If it's taken off the fire, it's not Bishul. There's no violation of Basar B'Cholov. So the Gemara tells me that we can justify the Gzeira of Halah because it could lead to Doraisa. How is it going to lead to Doraisa? Again, we're not on top of the fire because our table is going to go up in smoke. So we're in a Kli Rishon, Shehusar Me'al Gabi Ha'esh. If it was Husar Al Gabi Ha'esh, the Yerushalmi says that that's not Bishul. Even though it's in a Kli Rishon. And the Ran at the end of Masechet Avodah Zarah says that the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi. And he doesn't tell you how he knows it. I'll tell you how he knows it. He knows it from our Gemara. Because if our Gemara says that Halah is Atu, Shema Yala Be'ulfis B'Kli Rishon, it must be that the Bavli maintains that Kli Rishon Shehusar Me'al Gabi Ha'esh is Bishul and violates the Iso Lavalo Savashal Gdiba Chalevimbo. Lomi boy acquainted to that whole school of thought, the Ritva of Isiaso, say also that hold that the whole Gzeir of Halah is onto Bishul Doraisa. But even according to Rashi, that we said the Gzeir is onto Achila, but there has to be a Tanai Maskif Le Rav Sheshes of Bishul Doraisa, otherwise, there's no violation of Achila. The Ran is 100% right. But what shall I say? The Ramban and many other Rishon reject the Ran. And the Ramban maintains that the Bavli, like the Yerushalmi, holds that once you take the Kli Rishon off the fire, you don't violate Bishul Doraisa. So what are we going to do with this sugya? It's only the Rabbanim because you took it off the fire. Once you take it off the fire, it's not Bishul. Rabosai, if you don't know the answer to this question, you haven't begun to learn Basar B'Cholov. Because you know what it means, Rabosai, listen carefully. Again, I'm not going to tell you anything you don't know, but still, I get excited about it. That there are two different dinim in Basar B'Cholov. There's one din called a chalos bishul, a maisa bishul. And there's another din called derech bishul. And the two do not overlap. For example, the Arugas HaBosem, that was the Pupava, and the Erech HaShulchan, the Sfardi, not the Erech HaShulchan, the Erech HaShulchan, they claim that even if Ein Bishul Achar Bishul in Basar B'Cholov, so you cook the Basar B'Cholov together a second time around, nevertheless, if you cook it a second time around and you eat it, you're chayef d'oraisa for achila. How could it be? I'm not chayef for the bishul because ain't bishul achar bishul bein b'shabbos bein b'basar b'cholov. So why if I eat this taromis after what? After bishul achar bishul, why am I chayef for achila? Is the answer is that as far as achila is concerned, what's the precondition? Derech bishul asra Torah. As far as the violation of lo savashal gedib b'chalevimo, I need a maisa bishul, which is well defined by the halacha. And if ein bishul achar bishul, this is not considered a chalshen maisa bishul. But nevertheless, as far as derech bishul is concerned, it's quite common and quite acceptable that you do a review bishul, a second round. Is Memela Rabosai, that's what the Gemara means here by Shema Yala and Be'ilfis B'Kli Rishon. Wait, give me 1 second, Mati. I'm sorry. I just this is the punchline of the whole Shia, and then you'll slug me up. What I want to say is the following. Gzeira, what does it mean, Shema Yala and Be'ilfis B'Kli Rishon? What we mean is not the Torah is a violation of Bishul. The Yerushalmi is right, and the Ramban says that the Bavli accepted the Yerushalmi. There is no violation of Bishul in a Kli Rishon Shehusar Me'al Gabi Ha'esh. That's not considered a Maisa Bishul. But that has nothing to do with the Achila subsequent to the Bishul in a Kli Rishon Shehusar Me'al Gabi Ha'esh. Because that requires Derech Bishul. And apparently this is Derech Bishul. And the same thing should apply according to the Shach and the Amshel Shlomo in the case of Dover Gush in a Kli Sheni. Again, the Gemara rejects Kli Sheni because the Gemara thinks that there's no possibility that it's Gush pure, you know, without rotev. There's always going to be rotev because you took it off the fire. But lu yitzuyer, if you had it below rotev, is einachinam, if you hold it as bishon klisheni, you would be chayev d'oraisa for that achila because there's bishol in a klisheni. But you would not be in violation of lo savashel gdiba chalev imo, because that we need a chalashem bishol, and certainly bishol klisheni is not a chalashem bishol. Monty. Oh, would Rashi? Yeah, it would be nice if he had said Derefish. You're right. You're right. But again, Rabosai, what I'm trying to tell you is the following: that this Rashi, the Havilei Bishol, is in the wrong sugya, so to speak. When the Achronim, the Poskim Shtel on this Rashi, they make, again, take me with a grain of salt when I say this, but they're making a major mistake. Rashi, throughout the entire sugya in Roman numeral number one, that's pre-Rav Yosef, pre-Rav Sheshes, is talking about Achila. And he maintains that the Iser Gzeras Allah is unto Achila. And there's no question that Rashi is right. There were no Gzeras to Rav Hanan to Bishul. We never found such a thing. It's not Taiva, and it's not Shchiach, and it's an Iser Tafel, and the Kesef Mishnah, it's not also Machmas Atzmo. There is no Gzeras to Bishul. Rashi is 100% correct. Where does Rashi mention the Havilei Bishul and all the Achronim go wild? Oh, you see that Rashi agrees with the Ritva, and with the Meiri, and with the Rav, in Bar Tanura, that no, the Gzeras of Allah is unto Bishul, no. Rashi's in post Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes wants to know, how is it possible that this Achila could constitute a violation of an Issa D'oraisa and justify the Gzeiras Halah? And the answer is, Rashi says, because Ilfis Kli Rishon is Bishul. In fact, even Kli Sheni could be Bishul if there was no problem of Rotev, says the Yad Avram. The answer is that there are Tzvei Dinim, there are two different Dinim. There's one Din of Achal Shen Bishul in order to violate the Bishul, and here the Yerushalmi is 100% correct in equating Shabbos as far as Melechus Bishul with Basar B'chalav as far as the Iser of Lo Savashel Gedi. There's a whole other din of Derech Bishul Asra Torah, meaning are you involved in an act of Bishul which, although it doesn't qualify as Bishul according to the high standards of the Chal Shem Bishul and Ma'isa Bishul, but it is Bishul in the sense that it led to the Blia of these two Isurim together, or in the case of Cholav and Basar, two Zetei. And Rabosa, I'll conclude the Shia with this, because I know Rav Daniel is here. And that is, if you go back to the Rashi on our Mishnah, and I don't need the Nebuki Yosef anymore to explain why Rashi has two different explanations. It's not two different explanations. Rashi on the Mishnah is addressing himself to two different issues. The first part of Rashi, the Resha, is to explain what justifies this Xera. Bishul would not justify the Xera, says Rashi. Ella what? Dilma asi lemichle kiadodi. Now Rashi takes a deep breath and he says, wait a minute. So what if he ate it together, Rav Sheshes? After all, it's still tzonein mitzonein. Zot Rashi, dekonagi ubali mehadodi. And I'll tell you the truth. I don't think Rashi is even talking about putting these two in an ilfis b'kli rishon. Rashi's just saying that if you have these two solid substances that are standing or sitting next to each other in an ilfis b'kli rishon, there's going to be bali v'nagi yadadu. So if that comes back to my original point about sli, that even if I maintain that sli does not constitute bishul as far as bishul basav b'cholav is concerned, that b'med varam amurim, that's true with regard to the chalash and maisa bishul. But as far as their bishul asra Torah to create and engender an isra achila, eino chinami, the deklip of tzli would be enough to violate the isra d'oraisa of achilas basav b'cholav.
But if we say that daruga sabosim and the erech hashulchan are corroborating that, so then, I don't understand. In light of Rabbi Akiva Eger, we said that in Bishlach and Bishlach and Bishlach means that they were Mavushal together. They were Nisbashal together. But in Achnami, if they would be Nisbashal separately, that there is Bishlach and Bishlach. That's not called Bishlach and Bishlach. So Memeda, when the Arugas of Bosom says that even if you say Ein Bishlach or Bishl, Memeda, we're talking about a case where they were in this Basha Liyachad, right. And then he's saying that if you're Mevashal them again...
Well, no, the Arugas of Bosom is of the opinion that if you separated the Bishl of each one, then we apply the principle of Ein Bishlach or Bishl.
He's not going to
be right. Right. There are five different sheetahs on that case. If you're interested, I give a whole shiur about Ein Bishlach or Bishl. There are five different approaches to Ein Bishlach or Bishl.
So,
fascinating.
So then it comes out then that... How do you understand the Kesef Mishnah?
I don't want to hold the Daniel over here.
How do you understand the Kesef Mishnah in light of this? The Kesef Mishnah said that the Isser Bishul is Atu Achila.
Do me a favor, Bitzal, if you can tell Daniel to start the meeting, you know, I don't want to hold up the meeting.
Okay.
Go ahead.
If the Kesef Mishnah says that Bishul is Atu Achila, meaning that there's an Isser Bishul because of
this. Doraisa.
So it's right. It's hard to understand the Kesef Mishnah in light of this, because the Kesef Mishnah is set. In other words, but according to what we're saying now, you don't even need Bishul for there to be an Isser Achila. All you need is Derech Bishul. It's right. A huge Chumrah. It comes out that if what?
Huge Chumrah.
It's a huge Chumrah.
But the Chumrah is written here in the Gemara by Ilfus B'Kli Rishon because of this Yerushalmi. And the Ramban says that we accept the Yerushalmi.
So can you understand the Kesef?
And Ulovet Yachais La'el HaSuvya Shalanu. You know what I'm saying?
So what we'd have to say is it is a problem with the Kesef Mishnah. You could just say the Kesef Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold like the Ramban. But if you hold like the Ramban, then this becomes the new reality. That Derech Bishul
is a broader concept than Maisa Bishul. And an Afkavita is to engender the Isra Achila.
And we wouldn't say the Kesef Mishnah that Bishul is out to Achila, that the Isser Bishul is out to Achila. Because you can have an Isser Achila even without the Isser Bishul.
Well, I'm not sure that you're 100% right. I mean, let's work out the cheshbon. You know, it could be that you can have an Iser Achila without violating the Iser Bishul.
Even according to the Kesef.
Right, but it still is correct that when I, you know, Yesh B'chal Masai Mona, that when I violate the Iser Bishul, So I'm not sure. I mean, that you're making an interesting point, but I'm not sure that you're 100% correct. You know, if it worked the other way around, that there would be a Heter Bishul Doraisa without an Achila, then you're right.
I was thinking that it works that well. Because the Mishnah says that because he doesn't hold of this cloud. He doesn't hold to the principle that in Bishul B'Kli Rishon. He holds that there is Bishul B'Kli Rishon. And therefore, Mamela, you have to have Bishul in order to have an Isser Achila, and that's why he's...
Correct. If he holds like the Ron, maybe, that, you know...
I say the last part of Rashi.
Yes.
I understand that Sliya or even
right.
Rashi says Bali Nadadi. I don't know if that's their official. Right. Back to Rashi, Mishnah says Bali Nadadi.
No, I think what Rashi means by Bali Adadi, tell me if you think I'm wrong, is that he puts a piece of hot meat next to a piece of hot cheese, and it's mamish like, yeah, it's kushul gush. It's tzli. I mean, we can take lipo in classical terms, you know. And maybe on that they cleave, there might be a cheft of an isa doraisa machila, even though he doesn't violate bishul.